Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. January is National Mentoring Month in the United States. It got its start in 2002, spearheaded by the Harvard School of Public Health, Mentor, and the Corporation for National and Community Service. Darla Beal is Executive Director of the Brookings County Youth Mentoring Program. She's joining me now on the phone from Brookings, along with Cassie Juba, who is also with the Brookings County Youth Mentoring Program. Darla, welcome to the program.
Hi, Lori.
And Cassie, thanks for being here as well.
Thanks for having us.
Darla, tell me a little bit about Brookings County Youth Mentoring, what it does.
So Brookings County Youth Mentoring started in 1997, and it is a one-on-one youth mentoring program. We are community-based, so our mentors can, after they're trained and vetted and matched with a student, K through 12 in Brookings County, then they can go out into the community and do different activities with them. They don't have to go to a school or to a facility. So,
all right, so tell me, go ahead.
No, that's okay.
Tell me how you got involved, Darla.
Well, I've known about it for a long time, and as you know, I used to teach English at SDSU, and I really enjoyed that, but I was just kind of looking for something to do different, and I started teaching grant proposal writing and realized I really liked that, and so I started thinking about working for a nonprofit, and this opportunity came open, and I jumped at it, and I'm really glad because I still get to work with college students quite a bit. About 70% of our mentors are also SDSU students, and then we have a campus club on the campus of SDSU that supports our work. So I'm still really involved with the university and the students, but just in a different capacity in the community.
And that's good for everybody, Darla, right?
Yeah. Collaboration, and I'm learning new things and enjoying it very much.
Cassie, tell me about your role here. What's your work entail, and how long have you been with the program?
I just joined the program early this fall, and I'm actually a tutor in Brookings. So I work with students on a daily basis, but saw that it was advertised and actually know Darla through my husband and was excited to work with her and the program. And it's just about 10 hours now, so I'm usually in the office just supporting her in whatever way I can, typically recruiting.
Darla, give me an idea of what some of these, I think we're maybe losing Cassie's phone a little bit, so we'll work on that. But Darla, give me an idea of what these relationships are really like. On, you know, take me inside the room and the conversations that are had.
Sure. You mean the relationships between mentors and mentees? Is that?
Yes.
Okay. So, first, I guess I want to say that it's open to any student in Brookings County, and so some of our students are referred from the school counselors. We work very closely with them. And some have been referred from, the Department of Social Services, and then some are just referred from parents who think that their student or their child could benefit from, the support of another caring adult. So it's open to anyone. You don't have to have any, school trouble or financial status. It's open to all students. And then our mentors have to be at least 18 years old and willing to spend at least 1 hour a week for a school year with that child. So it's a pretty frequent commitment, but what we find is that the mentors are actually spending usually more than 1 hour a week when they get together. As I said, it's community-based, so like any relationship, once they're matched, and we, kind of support them a lot during those first few meeting times and the first few weeks. But then, like any relationship, the mentor and the mentee and the parent kind of work out their own rhythm and their own, their own thing that they do together. I know one boy who's a seventh grader was really into skateboarding, and his mentor didn't know how to skateboard and didn't really want to buy a skateboard to learn. So one of the things they did together was that they went and they found old bike parts and they built a skateboard. And then the mentor, the young student had the opportunity to teach a college student how to do something. And so it was sort of a win-win. The student learned that you can make do with limited resources and you can kind of innovate and come up with new solutions. And then right. he also felt very good about being able to teach his mentor a skill. And now actually they're going to do a short little public presentation about that in the spring, so then they get to share it with a wider population. Some people do the same thing every time. Others, you know, maybe mix it up. We also have, like, in addition to just the one-on-one meetings that the mentors and mentees set up among themselves, we, about once a week, or excuse me, once a month, we have, like, a larger project. For example, in December, we had a sorority on campus kind of hosted us, and we did a cookie baking and decorating party. And then, you know, that was more like a group event for mentors and mentees to come to.
Cassie, this is as simple as showing up, isn't it?
Yes. It's important for these kids to have someone.
Right. And I think, Darla, we sometimes make it more complicated that it has to be, there has to be an outcome or there has to be.
Right.
It really is just about showing up and being present and caring.
Right. Yeah. And we, you know, I used to teach poetry, and I say it's kind of the same way. Like when we say the word poetry, sometimes people get, you know, very weirded out about that. And the same as mentoring, when we say you have to be a mentor. But really, we stress that it's just being a friend and somebody who cares. You don't have to be a parent. You don't have to be a parole officer. You know, you don't have to be the homework, teacher.
Exactly. Yeah.
So just show up and care.
Any last thoughts, Darla? I think Cassie's phone is not working great, so I'm going to end with you here in the last 30 seconds.
Yeah,
and just how do people get involved? What's the website? How can they reach out?
Sure. We have a website. It's bcymentoring.org, and that has information. It has our email address and our phone number. It also includes the applications for both mentors and mentees. Right now in National Mentoring Month, January, we're putting out a word that we especially need male mentors. We currently have 24 boys and 10 girls on a waiting list. So if you're hearing this and you're in Brookings County or you know some great people who live in Brookings County and would like to be a mentor, please go to our website, bcymentoring.org, and find that contact.
We'll put a link up on our website after the program. Darla Beal, Cassie Duba, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate your time.
Thank you, Lori. Have a great day.